This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois, calling in a prayer for Joyful in Virginia. Oh, sweet sister, I'm praying for your sister Tanya and your mom. And you were at the hospital. Your sister was currently being evaluated. There's just so much more to this story, I'm sure, and I know doesn't, in 2 minutes, can't elaborate, but I don't need to know the details. I'm just lifting them up and you up. And I pray that you'd feel God's presence and He would direct you what needs to happen, that services can be provided to help her feel better and help her to trust in you and your mom, that we believe that you're experiencing this and we're going to help you get through it. I love you, sweet sister. Call in with an update and safe travels. Bye-bye.
Hi, my beautiful Dab fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. I'm calling on October 23rd to lift up Tanya, who's suffering with some mental issues, and Jackie, who's struggling with some anxiety and decision-making in her latter life, 79 years old, about what she should do. Let's go before our Father's throne of grace. Heavenly Father, hallowed be your beautiful name, Lord of hosts, Lord of heaven's armies. Lord, there's nothing you can't do. You are our way maker. It is not by our strength nor by power, but it is literally the power of the Holy Spirit, Father God. So we just come before you knowing and believing that we have this Holy Spirit in us, Lord God, guiding and leading us into all truth through Christ Jesus. Lord, we lift up Tanya, who, Lord, we need you to move in her life, her mind and her heart and her soul. Lord, there's some disconnect there, and she's having irrational thoughts and expressing them, Lord. We ask you to clear her mind. You said you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind, Lord. So we pray this over Tanya and over Jackie, Father God, who is struggling with anxiety, Lord God, and we just pray, Father, that you would move in both of their lives. And for Jackie specifically, Lord, she really believes in you, she trusts in you, yet she struggles, Lord. So, Lord, Father God, give her that strength daily to trust you and to lean into you and to know that you are working all things out for good for those who believe in you or are called by her, by your name, as she is. We love you, Lord. We pray for a housing remedy for Jackie, whether it's with family or on her own, and just that she wouldn't be anxious anymore, Lord. And again, we pray for Tanya that she would no longer struggle with mental issues. We ask this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Hey, Rachel from South Carolina. I don't know if you heard my encouragement a few days ago about when we pray, and then we hear the prayer, we pray again, and then we hear those prayers and we pray again, and it's just multiplied. Well, today you responded to Dylan, and it was so beautiful. There's a gal that I've been trying to encourage, and your words to Dylan was exactly what she needs to hear. So what's going to be so awesome is that I'm going to send her this daily audio podcast and ask her to please listen all the way to the end so she can hear your encouragement. I believe that was from the Lord, and it was probably for a lot of people on the Dab community, but then it was also for a lot of other people that need to hear it. You are so right. The process is sanctification. And aren't we so blessed by our Heavenly Father that He doesn't dump all of our sins on us all at one time? Oh, you are so right, Rachel. He loves us. He rallies around us. Thank you for that word. It was so powerful, so beautifully said, and I felt like it was Holy Spirit inspired. I am going to share it with my sweet friend And I pray that Dylan will also receive your words. And Dylan, be encouraged. The Father loves you to give you a special word just for you. I pray this in Jesus' name. God bless you. Bye-bye. Taken with love from Louisiana.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Lavender Butterfly, transformed in Christ, calling from East Long Meadow, Mass. I haven't called in a while, but I listen every day, and I'm praying along with everybody and praying for everybody who's requesting prayer. I would like to just say a special prayer out to Kingdom Seeker Daniel and for his son who passed, D2. I'm praying for you and your family. My heart goes out to you greatly. I am so sorry, and just know that you are lifted up in prayer. Know that our Lord never forsakes us. He loves you greatly, and you are being prayed for. And for everybody else who's requesting prayer, my heart is with you. For the woman who asked for prayer for her husband that's in the hospital for AFib and who is concerned about the test for multiple myeloma. And there was one other thing I forget, but I was praying along with you. My prayers are with you. And also I'm requesting prayer for my two sons. They're estranged from me. One of them, my oldest, is coming back into my life, but my youngest is still estranged. But the door is ever so slightly being opened. I'm just asking for prayer for that and just always for my health. I am a 57-year-old woman with cystic fibrosis that was just diagnosed 4 years ago, and I have, you know, severe chronic asthma, immune deficiency, and a lot of other things. So I thank you all, and God bless you all, and have a blessed day.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 24th to pray over our children. Continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scriptures breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3, 14-17. All scripture is breathed out by God. Consider that God breathed out, "Let there be light," and there was light. That's pretty powerful. The psalmist wrote, "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their host." Psalm 33:6, "He spoke, and it was." So the word of God is powerful. But how does that scripture work? What can we expect will happen in our children as we teach them the scriptures? According to Paul's letter to Timothy, Scripture will make our kids wise, specifically wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. They will see the wisdom in placing all of their hopes in Christ, and isn't that the greatest desire for our kids? Scripture will change what our kids believe. It doesn't make suggestions. It is much stronger than that. Scripture will teach them what they ought to believe and challenge or put right their wrong beliefs. To be continued.
This is Hands to Heaven. Have you got your pouch ready? Here's another stone for when you see a giant. This one is based on Romans 1:7. To you then, all God's beloved ones in Rome, called to be saints, designated for a consecrated life, grace and spiritual blessing and peace be yours from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's your declaration. I am a saint. You know, we hear a lot of definitions of saint, but the truth is, we're just people who love Jesus and believe that he has paid for our sins. Doesn't make us perfect, just makes us forgiven. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we pray for your strength and guidance to continually lift us up, helping us to speak life and blessings over every situation we face. We ask you to give us wisdom and insight into which words you would have us speak, and then fill us with the boldness to speak those words continually and without doubt. Help us to be mindful of each and every word we speak. Help us make sure that the words we speak are worth hearing. If they are not, let us be silent. We want our words to be pleasing to you. Give us words to speak that will bless the lives of others. Help us to control our tongues, not to speak words that wound the spirit, but words that bring peace and healing. Strengthen me, O Lord, to stand firm, with a smile on my face and joy in my heart, even when the world around us seems bleak. Thank you that your word does not return void, and therefore our words spoken in line with your word will never fail to accomplish what they were set out to do. Thank you for empowering us with the right words to bless others. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Dear Heavenly Father, I worship you and I come with thanksgiving in my heart, dear God. I praise you, dear God, for who you are. Father God, I'm so grateful and thankful for your grace, your Father, and the welcoming that you give us, Father, to come before your presence, Father. Trusting in you, dear God, praying for one another, dear Father. Lord God, I pray, dear Father, that you reached that gentleman, that young guy in Greece, dear Father, the guy, the homeless that Jill and Brian saw, dear Father. I pray, dear Father, that you save him and that you do a miracle in his life, Father. May he get to know you, put someone in his path, Father God, and raise him just like you raised the sick, Father, when you were here. We are your arms, we are your body. Father, I pray that you please come and to the rescue of this young man. I pray for Ron. I pray that you save him, Father. Your will is that no one will perish but have eternal life. I pray that you hear our prayers, Father God. I pray that you heal his heart and also save his heart for your kingdom, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray that you heal him completely and that you'll heal him physically and spiritually, Father. In Jesus' name.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield. I couldn't quite get all my praises in that last call. So again, today is October 25th, and just wanted to thank you guys for praying for my daughter, Parker. She had her adenoids and her tonsils removed on the 3rd of October, and the 10 days post-surgery were as to be expected, but again, we're at the end of October now, and she's just thriving and doing so well. So just wanted to thank you, family, for praying for her. And she's not snoring anymore. She's having really good restful nights, waking up so happy and energetic. So this mama's heart was really nervous going into surgery, but trusting our Lord in what was to come, and just so grateful that our girl is doing so well now that she doesn't have those tonsils affecting not causing any issues with her breathing anymore. So I love you, family, and thank you so much.
How can I say thanks for the things you've done for the DAB? Things so undeserved, yet you prove your love at the DAB. The voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to the Lord who made the DAB. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He's done through the DAB. Hey, my amazingly incredible, loving DAB fam. It's KSD, and I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you around the entire global campfire. I love you all so much for all the love, the care, the prayers, the concern. There's no words that adequately says it, but I thank you so much.
How do you answer when the doctor says cancer and your heart sinks down to the floor and you're filled with so much dread and hopelessness that it's impossible to ignore? Your dreams are shattered, your hopes curtailed, your entire life has been derailed. Clutching wildly in vain for a straw, you hope the doctor's report contains some kind of flaw. Well, it's from this position of last resort that I've come to make a praise report. Because even though my eyes no longer see, I know you're always right there with me. I know you care, you hear my prayer, and contrary to popular belief, my pain you share. So when the doctor says cancer, here's how I answer. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And even if the cancer might do its thing, I'm going to still sing praises to Jesus Christ, my King. And if he heals me, it'll be a beautiful day. But even if he don't, it's still okay. Because greater is he that's in my life than all the cancer with his stress and strife. Sidebar. My PSA went from 23 to 1.8 in 6 short weeks. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And my mouth is saying, hallelujah. How could that be? It can only be because you were right there with me. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for October 24th. When Scripture is read, taught, heard, and received, it will correct our kids' aberrant behavior. The Holy Spirit will use the Word of God to show them the places where they have veered away. Then, by faith, they will be given the power and the desire to correct their course so that they please God. Scripture will provide what our kids need. It will equip them to be content when they don't have everything they need by reminding them that they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. It will prepare them for suffering by reminding them that they are sharing in the sufferings of Christ. The Bible will enable them to relate well to others by calling them to count others more significant than themselves. Lord, there is something our children need more than all of our good advice and instruction. Our children need your word. Please use the word you breathed out to make our children wise for salvation, to shape what our children believe, and to change how our children behave, and to provide what our children need. I love you, family.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 25th to pray for my mom. I know she's called in a few times, and I think her last moniker was Lita Lily. So just calling in for her. She does have an extrusion of a disc at L1 through L2. She's been out of work for the last a little over a month, and just having a lot of pain. We're super grateful that this most recent MRI was able to show where the pain is coming from. So obviously the concern right now is that she doesn't
that impingement doesn't cause any bowel or urinary issues. So if you could just be praying for her, she's supposed to have some follow-ups and surgical consults coming up. But just pray for her relief, that God would just touch her body and give her peace during this time. She's really missing out on her grandkids and getting to play and just be with them and do all her normal activities. And then obviously the stress of being out of work. So if you could just pray for her and for her heart. And again, we've just seen God's hand just provide what she's needed for so long. And so we're going to continue to trust him. But if you could just pray over her, I would appreciate it. I love you, family.
Hi, my beautiful Dab fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It is October 24th, and I just wanted to call and encourage us all. I really was broken by what Jill shared today on the line during their time in Athens, and coming across the young man who was sick and in the streets and dirty and just everybody walking by him. And I know that it's what she brought up, that, you know, we are supposed to be different. That is really the difference of this faith, of this belief, that we are not to be of the world, but we are transformed by the renewing of our mind in Christ Jesus. And we are called to help the least of these. We are called, and although we know we can't help everyone, I think we just really need to take those moments and opportunities, just like they did in that moment, to see people, to see them where they're at. I recently was talking to a homeless man, and he told me he calls himself AICU. And I think what we shared is that he said, when somebody just stops to talk and care and show the concern, it just speaks volumes. And I just want to pray that we wouldn't be so busy in the mundane things of the world, that we would pass by these divine appointments that God is giving us. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Brian. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, this is Alta Lee Halley, and it's on the 25th, and I'm just listening to Brian, and oh golly, what's wrong with my mind? His lovely wife, I just went blank. Their trip up to the Parthenon, and how Ezekiel passed out, or close to passed out, and how everybody was so wonderful and helped him, and it said happens a lot. And then having you take the elevator, and right close by is Mars Hill. It's really amazing, because I've been to the Parthenon and been to Mars Hill through my family, but I had no idea that they were so close to each other, because my son-in-law's cousin had taken me to Mars Hill, and we had to look all over how to get there, and had no idea it was close to the Parthenon until I went there on a tour. So that was so neat to hear. And I know about walking on the stones, how they're slippery, and it's amazing. And but anyway, I also wanted to thank people. A few years ago, we were having issues of my family accepting my husband, Lon. And today, we all had a memorial service to go to, and both my daughters and my Greek son-in-law and Lon, we all went out to coffee, and that's the kind of coffee that my son-in-law, Greek son-in-law, Yanni, ordered, Americana. But we had such a great time together sharing about Jesus, and it was just amazing. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and my beautiful knee benders, can I please ask for you to say prayers for some family members that are scheduled for their cruise to go out in an area where there is predicted hurricane weather, and they're not feeling well to start with. And if you'd remember my son, who had just recently broke up with his girlfriend and asked her and her two children to move out because of some issues going on. And my grandson is still grieving the loss of his baby, and they're getting a lot of runaround about the autopsy and who exactly is in control of giving them the information that they need so that they can do the baby's memorial. And every time they call, they can't get the proper response from the doctors, and everybody's saying it's everybody else's place to handle it, and grieving a baby and having to go through this malarkey is just uncalled for. So can you please pray that God will orchestrate the situation for all involved to immediately take care of this so that they can do the memorial service, and I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, family.
Hi, Kim's dad from British Columbia. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Of course, we are privileged that you have joined in on the prayer line. You are so right. You have such a grateful heart for what God has done in this ministry. And it reminds us that gratefulness is what we should come to the Lord with first. And I appreciate you calling in. I really do. I just want to say thank you and welcome. I would like to pray a prayer over you all the way in British Columbia. I am taken with love from Louisiana, which is all the way down south in the boot of the United States. And I just want to tell you that this platform is a privilege. It is such a gift to be able to come daily, hear the word, hear it explained, and then people from around the world calling in for prayer or encouragement. So, sir, may you be encouraged today that no prayer is too small or too big for you to come to the Daily Audio family with. We are a great group here, non-judgmental. We all have stuff going on, and we all have prayer requests that we need to come to the Lord with. So welcome. I just want to pray all of this in Jesus's name, and I just want to say thank you again. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
All right, this is Alta Lee Halley, Abiding in Jesus, and I heard the first-time caller. I'm sorry, I didn't forget your name, but I think he's been listening since 2023. Welcome aboard. I thought you were the blind piano player from Fredericksburg, Duncan, when you first called. And I am praying for you, Christy from Kentucky, and also Kingdom Seeker Daniel. I'm praying you'll read Isaiah 57:1, that sometimes people are taken away from us so they could avoid calamity. Isaiah 57:1, continue to pray the Lord will comfort both of you on every side, and precious is the death of his saints. So may the Lord speak to each one of you in the mighty name of Jesus. This is 10:25:25, signing off. Love you all.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for your unfailing love. Your love is perfect, and you know all things that are going on in our lives. We need your love to comfort, guide, and help us in every situation we encounter. You are our refuge. We give you complete control. We choose to trust your faithful presence to keep us safe. align our thoughts with your words. We recognize that you are in control, and we do not have anything to fear. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning. This is the woman at the well from Northwest Arkansas, and I just listened to Rachel from South Carolina give the most beautiful support to Dylan. And I just wanted to say everything you said was so on target for me, that I'm the one, you know, who has listened for about 20 years, but never even listened to the prayers at the end. Listened every single day of my life, but I never even listened to the prayers at the end because I was just so broken. And I honestly didn't feel like I even had any authority to pray for anyone else, you know? And I stayed in the Word, like she said. And when you think, spend time with God, how do I do that? You know, what? It doesn't mean dive into your Bible and read 3 chapters a day, or, you know, make sure you're at church every time the doors are open. It means, like she said, I just want to sit in His lap. And the way I do that is I listen to DAB. I listen through to the prayers. I listen to it all. Then I go back and listen again. And I listen to chronological. And I listen to Proverbs and Ezekiel. And I just do that no matter what I feel. And I will confess, just because I need to, that I fell off the wagon. And only for a couple of days. But I was a mess. And, you know, I never plan to fail, but I always have a plan for if I do. And that's a quote by Dennis Jernigan. And the thing to do is do not listen to your feelings, because if they're negative, they are not from God. He loves you, Dylan. He loves us. You just keep on going. Love you guys. Good morning. It's Penny, the woman at the well from Northwest Arkansas again. Just wanted to add a little something about how Rachel was telling Dylan that it sounds counterintuitive to not seek, you know, don't seek to be a better Christian or whatever. I hate that term, but do not try. I had an eating disorder for 17 years, and I begged and pleaded and bargained with God. I made silly deals, you know, if He would just heal me, And I wanted to be healed instantly, right? Everyone wants instant healing. Like Rachel said, we want it now. We don't want to wait. But I learned so many years later that when I was seeking Him for healing, I was seeking the gift, not the giver. I wasn't seeking to just know Him more. And again, by knowing Him more, I mean spending time with Him. And how do we spend time with Him? The Word is God. When we're hearing DAB, we are literally spending time with God. And it is a transition, and no, it doesn't come, nothing comes as quickly as we would like it to when we or the ones we love are in pain. But a transition does have to happen. If you have instant healing, what's your testimony? You were instantly healed, and you know, everyone wants that, but it's how do you get that? But seeking just to spend more time with Him and His Word is what we must do, not seeking the gift. Anyway.
Father, I come humbly in prayer before your throne once again, because you're Almighty God and the deliverer of all men. There are so many people among us who are hurting and in pain with very serious problems. Their tears fall like rain. And you said you keep in a skin bag each and every one of our tears. You said every hair on our head was numbered, and you shape every day of our years. You said you written down in your books all of our parts before even one of them was ever formed. And on top of that, you offered us adoption as sons once our hearts had become conformed. We accept and believe all this solely by faith, expecting to be led to a place considered to be safe. But then we have all these problems that don't go away, even though we cry out to you day after day. Like people with cancer and people who need a liver and so many other problems, Father, from which only you can deliver. Strengthen us, Father, so we can endure to the end. And when our faith gets a little bit shaky, please revive us again. And help us to see that when we're under such strong attack, that it's really just the wicked one trying hard to pull us off track. Help us, Father, to commit ourselves anew. Help us to surrender all completely unto you. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hi, y'all. It may seem like I'm way behind, but actually I'm going back and re-listening to some of the community prayers. On September the 20th, Rosie, you posted something and you thought, well, I should have done this at the beginning of the year, but guess what? It was perfect for me. Thank you for setting me free with the word that the Lord gave you about our children and how we're not perfect. He's a perfect father, and people don't treat him so great, do they? Wow, wow, that was so good for me. I want to pray for our children right now. Father, none of us are perfect. Jesus Christ was the only perfect one to walk this earth, and he's our example. Help us, Father, to be more like him in everything. Help us to be unoffended. Help us to love lavishly, even when they don't deserve it or reciprocate. Help us, Lord, to be your hands and feet. Help us to be that olive branch that they are longing for, just like we are. Oh God, have mercy on our children. Bring them into the fold of Jesus Christ, the forever, eternal peace and joy. Oh God, I know there's so many people on this platform that are lifting up their adult children. And I am standing in agreement with each and every one of you, because I too have children that I know they were made for God. Unequivocally, they were made for God's good pleasure. And it's just a matter of time.
Hi guys, it's Emmy from Illinois. Just calling in with a quick update. It's been 5 weeks since I moved out of my home. My husband and I have shared custody of our daughter. And pretty much 50-50, he's been taking care of her half the time and then me the other half. He is seeking God. He is trying to work on reconciliation and show me that this got his attention, if you will, which was not my intent. It was not to get his attention and manipulate him. I honestly didn't think he would want to reconcile, at least not this early in the game. So I'm a little overwhelmed with that. He would like me to come home so we can work on things, and I'm just not ready to go back when I know so often they're able to change for just a little bit, and then once life goes back to being easy again, life goes back to the selfish ways again. And that has been the case for us for 7.5, almost 8 years. So if you could just pray that God gives me wisdom. We have found counselors that we are working with. That God would just give me wisdom and clarity on when is time to go back versus staying gone, so we can work on ourselves individually. Thanks.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is New Eyes in Tennessee, and I just want to reach out with a prayer request for my youngest daughter. For the past 5 years, we have been on a journey with her, and she has been convinced that her gender is different or fluid. And we have parented her as our daughter. We've called her by her name. We are convinced that God did not create a mistake, that she is who she's supposed to be. And so this weekend, I had an opportunity to kind of press in and talk to her again after years of just keeping the peace. We've seen very small changes, but in general, she has put up a wall, doesn't want to talk about it. And so I really covet your prayers, community, for the youth, for Gen Z, for the young women of this generation. We're seeing an uptick of women not really wanting to be women. And I just really pray for this generation that they would see how beautiful it is to be created in the image of God in the exact unique way that we were created. And to protect these young minds and young hearts from deception and confusion and from doing anything rash that would affect them forever. That God designed our bodies perfectly to work the way they're supposed to as men and women. And so if you would just join with me and pray for all these young people, my daughter included, that the fog would be lifted off their eyes, that they would feel the intense love and full identity in Jesus Christ, and that they would go on to do what they're supposed to do with no confusion and no hurdles. Thank you, community. Be blessed.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family, it's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Psalm 35. Father God, we lift up to you today John Pope and all he's going through regarding his incarceration, additional charges, and now a civil matter with a divorce. Father, you know how much the Psalms of David encouraged Mike and I when the world was coming up against us. So we pray that John finds encouragement in those words as well. Father, oppose those who come up against John. Come to his aid. Father, it sounds like the opposing coming now might not be warranted. And if that's the case, we pray that you lift John out of the pit dug for him and bring the lies to light. Father, then John will rejoice in you. You are his protector and his salvation. Father, work in his situation so that John will praise and thank you in front of the great assembly. May there be no mistake that it was only you that brought justice. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. Dylan, I'm getting your message like it might be almost 2 weeks ago. But I wanted to let you know that I did hear your message. And I just kind of smiled because I know it doesn't feel good where you are right now, but that is such a wonderful place to be. To where you recognize how you feel about God and not wanting to live without him, but you're frustrated and trying to actually put those feelings into words. And there are times that is growth. That is growth. And your prayer request is just as important as the next person. Because we don't want you to fall in between the cracks because you're thinking it's not important enough or worried about that person. You're just as important right now. So God, I ask that you be with Dylan, that you will comfort him and cover him right now. Whatever it is he's doing, whatever his day is going great, it's okay. But that he will trust you and that he will honor you and he will keep pouring out his heart. God, I pray that he has someone that he can pour out to. Someone that can just rest and sit with him and pray for him when he can't pray for anyone else, when he can't pray for himself, knowing that you are working out those things that concerning him, that you are still faithful, that you are still kind, that you still love him even in his questions. God, be with the people that are surrounding him that he's not too sure about anymore. And when we know that we're going to a different level, everybody can't go with us. Everybody can't handle his level of anointing, the authority that's over his life, God. So please cover him. Keep him to do those things that need to be done. God bless you.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 26th to pray over our children. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Let the farthest coastlands be glad. Psalm 97:1. If we look for one central message in the vast book of Psalms, it would have to be that the Lord is King and is reigning on his throne over all things. When we come to Psalms 93 through 99, the psalmist seems to want to press the point repeatedly. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. Psalm 93:1. The Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. Psalm 95:3. Tell all the nations, the Lord reigns. Psalm 96:10. The Lord is King. Let the nations tremble. He sits on his throne between the cherubim. Let the whole earth quake. Psalm 99:1. What good news it is for parents that the Lord reigns. He reigns over your family squabble and your child's struggle. He reigns over your health crisis and your financial predicament. He reigns over the longing you have for what has never happened and the frustration you feel over the unwanted things that have happened. God is still King, and he reigns over the world and over your family. To be continued.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. 1 Corinthians 13:7. Father God, we lift up to you today the daughter and son-in-law of a widow who loves Jesus in Florida. Your word tells us that love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Father, we pray that this couple doesn't give up, that their love endures through whatever they are trying to work through. Father, give them faith in you, that with you in their marriage, they will be able to grow with one another and be a testament for you. Holy Spirit, work through them. Heal hurts and speak life into their love. Remind them of their marriage vows, the covenant they made with one another. Jesus, may they look to you to show them how to properly love one another and to let their love shine to others struggling in their marriages. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, sister. Let us know how it's going.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, your Word says, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Therefore, Father, please allow good things, positive words, your Word to be stored up in our hearts. Help us to remember to speak life over ourselves, our situations, and over the people we connect with. The scriptures have the power to transform, heal, and revive. And today, we wish to harness that power to declare your word over every facet of our existence. We ask of you for the grace to speak life-giving words, words which bring encouragement and build up those around us, and bring blessings in life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I was listening to August 23rd podcast, and I heard a prayer request from Cece in PA. That's what she said. Cece, you are praying because you are fed up with yourself and you can't live with yourself to pray for Cece. Lord, Cece has value. She has worth. You love her so much, indescribably so much, that you sent Jesus to die for her. Lord, you know how hard it is to allow ourselves to be loved and to realize how much you love us and that you are waiting with forgiveness and invite us to repentance and just have so much love for us. And so, Lord, I pray that you would show that to Cece, that you would wrap your arms around her, you would bring her closer and closer to you in an intimate relationship with you, and pray that you would heal her.
Good morning. I just want to lift up a few prayer requests. Bart from Kentucky is praying for his nephew, Jake, who has been having headaches for a month. So, Lord, we pray that as he goes in to see new doctors, that they would just that you would just give them insight and wisdom to be able to diagnose this accurately the first time. And we ask that whatever diagnosis that would be, it wouldn't be serious and that it would be easily treated. We pray just healing over him and his nephew, Jake. And also, he lifted up his friend, C, and her husband, who are both suffering from illnesses and cancer. So we just lift them up, Lord. We pray that this time of struggle and pain and sickness, we pray that they would be healed and it would pass soon. But we pray that they would grow closer to you in this time. They would just be able to wait on you and just become more intimate with you and know you more in this struggle, Lord. So I left these up. Sorry, I'm a bit under the weather from some work travel, but hope to call again soon.
Hi, y'all. It's Taken with Love from Louisiana. I have a praise and a prayer request. My praise is that a few months ago, I posted on the prayer wall asking for prayer for Myla, our granddaughter, going to YWAM in Montana. Well, this girl has just made a 180-degree turnaround. She's thriving at YWAM, and we could not be more excited. One of the things that Myla has done so beautifully is been Miss Hospitality. She's taken her Southern roots, and she's shared all about gumbo. None of the kids knew what gumbo was. So we are praying that we could bring gumbo to them in Montana when we go to support the kids at Thanksgiving time. Yes, I know it's a feat, but if I can get all the ingredients there, we can prepare it and they will enjoy it so much. 2 days after Thanksgiving, all of the kids will be going all over the world to their prospective places that they are to minister. And our Myla has landed Amsterdam. So my prayer is, of course, for protection and safety. But she's going to be so far away. And I just want her to be able to grow even more in the Lord than she already has. So that's my prayer and my praise. I thank you in advance. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for October 26th. While the good news is that the Lord reigns, the question for us is, are we willing to submit to His authority, to let His word hold sway in our lives? The Lord who reigns is a good King. We can entrust our lives to Him. He did not come to be served. He came to serve others and give His life as a ransom for many. He does not want to wear us down. He wants to lift us up. He has no intention of taking advantage of us. He wants to give us all the advantages of belonging to Him. His approval does not depend on the work we do. He has done all the work necessary to bring us into His kingdom, His home. King of Kings, your rule over this world, over our lives, and over our home is cause for great gladness. It is our source of security. We find our identity in being your grateful subjects. Come and rule in our home and in our hearts. I love you, family.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. A prayer request today for myself. I had a call back on my annual pap smear, and they did the colposcopy. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but anyway, and thought it looked good, everything looked good, but did take a biopsy. So I'm just praying for good results, for benign, nothing abnormal, and all of that stuff. Thank you, Deb family. Bye-bye.
This is Hands to Heaven. Here's another stone for your pouch, because you never know when a giant's going to rear its ugly head. This one is based on Colossians 3:3. For as far as this world is concerned, you have died, and your new, real life is hidden with Christ in God. Here's your declaration. I am hidden with Christ in God. I have to admit, this one was hard to grasp, so I delved into Matthew Henry and into Strong's Concordance, and the word that they use for hidden, or in King James was hid, can also mean to cover. And Matthew Henry mentioned that this isn't the type of hidden as in secreted away. This is hidden as in protected. And when I read in Strong's that it can also mean covered, it made me think of when you tell someone you have them covered. So, don't worry. God's got you covered. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 27th to pray over our children. As for you, Titus, promote the kind of living that reflects wholesome teaching. Teach the older men to exercise self-control, to be worthy of respect, and to live wisely. They must have sound faith and be filled with love and patience. Similarly, teach the older women to live in a way that honors God. They must not slander others or be heavy drinkers. Instead, they should teach others what is good. Titus 2:1-3. Paul was leaving Titus behind on the island of Crete with a charge to bring order to the new churches that had been established. And this was no easy place for ministry. The people of Crete were known to be liars, cruel animals, and lazy gluttons. Chapter 1:12. But now the Spirit was at work in those who had put their faith in Christ, and their lives were to display the beauty of Christ to the unbelieving world around them. This meant that men and women of every age and station in the church were to live self-controlled lives of simplicity, integrity, submission, soberness, wisdom, and faith. In this way, they would stand out from the crowd and make the gospel attractive to all who observed their transformed lives. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for loving us first and giving us the ability to love others. We ask that our feelings towards others may always be pure and without any selfish motives. Remind us that you call us to love others as we love ourselves. Help us to put the needs of others above our own. Help us to relate to others in a way that shows them that we belong to you. Thank you that this is possible because you loved us and love comes from you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois, calling in a prayer for Dr. John in Illinois' friend, Dr. Steve, that got some serious health concern diagnosis. We just lift up Dr. Steve to you, Lord. Be with him as he walks this journey that many of his patients have walked, or he's known people that's walked. May you provide and comfort if they're in the early planning stages, finding out information. Pray his wife and family could be great advocates for him. Put on those listening ears and just give him a sense of peace that they're going to walk this with him. And Lord, you know the lives he's touched and helped. May he be able to do that for many more years once he gets through this rough patch. Lifting you up too, Dr. John, as you do your special work. Love you, DAB family. Bye-bye.
Good morning. I want to respond to a few prayer requests or a couple prayer requests. First is the mother that called in from California, asking for a prayer over her son. She feels like he's drifting away from God, becoming bitter toward God, and changing his worldview to something more unhealthy and not helpful. So, Lord, we lift this son up. We know that you know what he's going through. In his mind, what he's struggling with, what the source of the bitterness is, the source of the anger, and maybe he's seeking new political views and movements and associations as an outlet. So we just pray that you meet him where he is. Would you just fulfill his need? Be his identity, be his foundation, reveal yourself to him in a unique way that only you can, and make yourself real to him. We know that you can handle bitterness and our anger and our angry words and our questions, endless questions. We know you can handle all of that, Lord. So we just pray that you would just reveal yourself to him in a real way. And I also want to lift up Elizabeth from Delaware's friend's husband. Her friend just passed away. We thank you that it was, sounds like it was peaceful and painless, or low pain. But we ask that you would just be with the family and the husband as they grieve. Help them to grieve well. Great grief is usually a sign of great love. So we just pray that you, your Holy Spirit would minister.
Good morning, DAB community. This is Jenny the Quilter. I'm calling in a prayer request for a friend I've met at Quilt Retreat. When I seen her here there this fall, I asked her how she was, and she responded, "Oh, not great." And I came to find out that she had received bad news about a couple of her grandkids. I'm just going to read you a little bit from the flyer that her daughter and son-in-law have produced about them. Their names are Poppy and Oliver. It says, "For years, Poppy was our mystery. Small developmental delays, lost abilities, time spent regaining skills after regressions. But we couldn't quiet the ache that something deeper was wrong. We chased answers from one specialist to another, always told to wait and hope. Then came the words that shattered everything, Sanfilippo syndrome. Childhood Alzheimer's, a terminal rare disease that steals abilities, memories, and life itself." And this was the diagnosis of their 9-year-old granddaughter. And they also had she has a baby brother named Oliver. She said they prayed for different news, but the results had the same unthinkable weight. Both of their children have Sanfilippo. I mean, she was asking just for prayers, there's research being done, you know, things in the works. What she said was red tape on so many things, getting things done. So I just know my DAB community will join in prayer, hoping for a cure for this, for Sweet Poppy and Oliver and all the other children out there that might be affected by it. If you wanted to go read more about their case, they have a website. It's curepoppyandoliver.com. But thank you so much for joining me and praying for Sweet Poppy and Oliver. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for October 27th. What Paul instructed Timothy to teach to the generations of believers on the island of Crete, we must learn as well. Each instruction leads to self-examination. For dads, do I exercise self-control or self-indulgence? Do I interact with my family and the world around me in a way that is worthy of the respect I so want from my wife and kids? Am I filled with love and patience? Or do I have a very short fuse around the house? For moms, am I careful to honor God with my life and to honor other people in my conversations? Am I sober-minded or a slave to too much wine? Am I continuing to learn so that I am prepared to teach and train others? Am I appropriately submissive or stubbornly assertive? Lord, we never want to bring shame on the Word of God by our lack of self-control, our foolish actions or enslavement to alcohol, or our lack of love for each other. Help us to be open to radical change so that we might put the hope of the gospel on display to the world around us. I love you, family.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling, and I want to pray for Tanya. I pray, Lord God, that you would bring healing to her brain, bring healing to those crooked paths and make them straight, Lord God, so she can think clearly, she can respond responsibly to life, and that she can bring glory to your name through this healing. We know that your will is the best, and we pray, Lord God, in your will, that thy will be done always. But Lord God, sometimes the cup is hard to bear, as you well know, and I pray that you would help this family, help Tanya, and heal Tanya. Because you say in your word, we don't receive because we don't ask, and we are asking. But we always trust in you and your will for each and every one of us. I pray for Jamaica as well as they're going through this hurricane, Lord God, for the safety of the people, for the safety of the land, Lord God, that this hurricane would just shut down. We know people in Cuba are getting ready to be hit. We pray that, we thank you that they're using their heads and preparing for the worst. But we also pray that this storm will just peter out before it does any further damage. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hey, my beautiful peeps, my great knee benders in this dad nation. I just ask you to lift me up in prayers about this situation that getting ready to go into the winter months. I've been working and working and striving and trying and saving and scrimping, and finally have worked it around to save some money to get my roof fixed. But it's looking like after, you know, everything is said and done, I'm $2,580.47 right now shy of being able to cover that. Now I still have to have furnace work before winter. I am also going to need my septic looked at probably in the spring, because I don't think I'll be able to get that done this year unless, you know, the miracle comes, or when the miracle comes. And I'm going to need new eyeglasses soon before I take my next exam, because it seems like these just aren't quite strong enough. So, lifting this up to the Lord, asking for a miraculous provision so that I don't have to live in the land of lack any longer, and that things that are horribly wrong, which I could list several more, leak in my exhaust, things like that that need fixed, oil change, you know. But I'm believing for miracles. I'm believing for the hand of God to
drive out the spirit python of financial burden and lack, and that things will turn around for me. That's what I'm believing, and I'm asking for your prayers for that to be lifted to the Lord. Thank you so much, fam.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for October 28th. As we seek to determine what godliness should look like in our own homes, we realize that the laws we obey and the language we use to discuss governmental issues and officials on social media and in our conversations at church, at work, and around the dinner table will be impacted if we want to obey Paul's instruction to submit to the government and its officers. It means that we won't misrepresent any person's record or motives. We will avoid a quarreling, harsh, and arrogant demeanor, and we will show true humility to everyone. Lord, we want and need your grace at work in our lives to make us willing to submit to authority and to create in us a commitment to integrity in what we say about other people. Help us as parents to lead the way in treating people with gentleness and humility. I love you, family.
Hey, good morning, family. This is Tiffany from New Orleans. It is October 29th, Wednesday at about 5:54. I'm just calling, thanking God first and foremost, Lord God, for your goodness, Jesus. You're just so good to us, Lord. But I just wanted to, in reply to God's Life speaker, sister, thank you so, so much. Like, sometimes it don't even, it's just so natural for me to just be running it with the Lord. You know, 13 years I was incarcerated, so I thank him for that isolation or that separation from the world, because it did strengthen my relationship with him. I thought I had a great relationship with God, but he revealed in my timing that along with him that it really wasn't. So it's just so normal for me to flow like that, and you would not believe some people out here in New Orleans do not like it, but it's such a part of me to where it's just like, I just do it. Before you know it, I'm talking to them and then I'm sliding in talking to God, because that's just how I am. But thank you so much for revealing that, because it never really dawned on me that that's what I was doing. It's just like, I just like talking to them. And you know, I thought I was bored when I would be in prison, but when I'm in that alone time, it just flows freely. So I thank you. I thank you for lifting my family up. I thank you for lifting me up. I thank you just for being a sister in Christ and loving those so much to just lift us up in the time of need. Father God, I just come to you right now, Lord God, just thanking you for this sister. Lord God, thanking you for all the dappers that's on the line, Lord God, the ones that call in and the ones that don't. Father God, I just ask right now that you cover, keep, protect, and provide, oh God. You know every need, Lord God, every desire, Father God, and I'm asking that you go and be everything that we need, we desire. Lord God, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. And sister, I love you. I love all y'all on here, Jesus.
Hey, Debbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, I'm in Tampa, Florida right now, but Holy Spirit, let's roll. We had a caller from Darren from College Station. Man, I haven't heard from you, but amen to the prayers that, you know, you made a decision without talking to your wife, and now you got to kind of get out of that. And thank you for owning up to that. Thank you that we need to see our wives and I are the same. We are one, and we need to make all these big decisions together. So good on you on doing that. If you guys could pray for my wife and I, we're going through a little bit of rough patch, digging up some old dirt. But I know that's the enemy trying to destroy my marriage. So if you guys would pray for that, we're separated at the moment, physically. I'll be back with her tomorrow night. But that always causes some problems. So love you all. Have a great day.
Dab family, Susie from Colorado. I left a message and I'm not sure you got it. So I'm going to say it again. And because it needs to be said, God does do miracles, and he does still part the sea like he did for Israel when they were fleeing from Pharaoh. He did that for my orphans, and I'm telling you, not one of our kids was left behind. 42 souls were saved from machetes and gunfire, and I don't know how, other than by the grace of God. We had friends and family murdered and my kids were safe because of your prayers, I know. And you need to know that God does that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I know so many of you are praying for us to have safe exit, and they did. My kids are now in a little enclave in Port-au-Prince, and they're safe. And they're going to be, that literally, we had a pizza party. Orphans in Port-au-Prince having a pizza party with soccer balls and praying God for literally starting a church in our little new orphanage there because of your prayers. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't sleep without... now I can't sleep. Thank you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible Family. I was listening to, I want to say October 23rd or 24th. I'm getting a little behind because I started listening to the travel log or whatever it's called, as Brian and Jill would say. And I just wanted to comment on their, on them and just how Jill was so sensitive to the homeless, and they just have such amazing hearts and are so vulnerable, and I just appreciate the ministry so much. I'm also calling to give a praise report. I was thinking about it. I was going through a lot and still am, and it's been one of the most difficult times of my life, becoming a single mom. I have been, you know, in technically one since April, and that's going forward. And I thought that there was something going on biologically. It didn't really pan out that that was what the stress was from also, exacerbating it. And I thought, you know, maybe it was because some of you are praying for me. And I'm in Dewey, Arizona, a little town in Arizona near what used to be the former capital of Prescott. Anyways, but yeah, I just have been really enjoying their journey and just hearing about it. I had wanted to go to Israel for my 50th birthday, but my disability, my walking just isn't good enough right now. It will be, though, someday. Maybe I will be able to go on a journey like they have gone on. But they certainly are giving me a big experience and detail of it, and it's really awesome. And I just wanted to thank them and thank the community for praying, because I think it's an answer to prayer that I'm just actually enjoying life, not just slogging through. Love you, family. Bye.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling on October 28th to pray over our children. Remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient, always ready to do what is good. They must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. Titus chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Throughout Paul's letter preparing Titus to lead the churches in Crete, his aim has been that Titus would teach them to know the truth and show them how to live godly lives. The grace that has come to those living on the island of Crete should produce godliness. For the Cretans, and for us, that means we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God. Paul tells Titus to be clear with the Cretan Christians about what God requires of his people. In the same way, we want to be clear with our children about what it means for us to live in a way that is consistent with what we say we believe. We want to boldly call our children who are in Christ to live godly lives. Heading the list of traits of godly living is submission to governmental authority. This subjection is further defined by Paul's instructions to remind the believers on Crete to not slander anyone and avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. Unless we think this would somehow have been easier in Titus's day, before cable news in our current contentious political climate, we have to remember that these were the times of Caesar's occupational armies and colosseums. To be continued.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. Jesse from Washington. I've been following you throughout the years. And what I hear is the love and the care you have for your fellow man. You've called in concerning friends and workmates, you know, colleagues, and with your family situation, etc. And now you're calling in for your ex-wife and her husband. And I just praise the Lord for that attitude that you have of caring and loving on others. But most of all, I am just thrilled to hear how you are caring and loving on yourself by healing, being active to bring healing to your own body, mind, and soul. And I am praying for you, as always, that you yourself can make straight the crooked paths in your life by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm praying for your ex-wife and your husband as well, that they would find jobs, that they would find not only financially stabilizing, but also fulfilling in their own heart, mind, body, and soul. And may they see you in everything, Lord God, everything that they are given from you, because you own all things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Daddy, I love you so much, and I thought you should just see how it goes when I'm at work. You know what I'm saying? We over here washing dishes. You know what I'm saying? We over here cooking. We over here whipping it up in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? We got pots. You know what I'm saying? Gonna make some pizza dough and a whole mini, you know what I'm saying? We stocked up in the freezer, Daddy, like it ain't no tomorrow. Daddy, I love you so much, and you always know that Jesus is King. You always know that I'm gonna love you to the day I die. I love you, Daddy.
Hey, my precious dad family. It's KSD. I just thought I wanted to share that video with you guys, those of you that aren't on the Facebook page. That's a video of D2 from 9 years ago when he was on the job and he was showing me around in the kitchen. And I'm so grateful that a friend of mine kept that video that I sent to her 9 years ago and sent it back to me at just the right time. I completely forgot about the video and lost it on an old phone. And I just wanted to share that with you all. Thank you for letting me share that. I love you all so much. Your prayers are absolutely incredible.
Father God, we come before you this cold and rainy hump day in October, the very last hump day of October this year. And I sit here and I look out my window of how the leaves are blowing and listening to the messages that I'm getting caught up on, because of, you know, the delays and the derails and the U-turns and the roadblocks that we experience in life. And when people call and say, hey, I need your help, you go and do. And so I want to lift up before the throne of grace the prayers and the concerns and the needs for Eagle Eye Bruce. I cannot even imagine what it would be like to be locked inside of a prison system and not be able to freely call your doctor, freely go and get medical attention, freely go to an emergency room or get hospice involved, get your family there to help you. And Lord, this burdens my heart that he is suffering so much where he can't get the adequate help that he needs. So I ask you, Lord, in your grace and your mercy and your tenderness, to orchestrate a situation, Lord, where he can be transferred to a facility, a place, somewhere that he can get the medical attention in this next season of his life. If this is his last season, because you're going to call him home, Lord, we ask that you ease the pain and the burden and comfort him. In the mighty, matchless name of the Most High God, we humbly...
Hey fam, it's Spark. I wanted to share something with you guys. God is so wild. And I feel like I'm doing a disservice if I don't share this. I got home from work. And I had some work boots to sell and on Marketplace. And a guy had reached out, and I've been trying to sell them for about a month. And a guy reached out and asked if I would meet him. And it's all the way across town, which I think we all feel like, ugh. But you want to go make your money, the guy tried his boots on. Tried my boots on and decided they didn't fit. So you're kind of irritated at that moment, but it's like, I get it. They don't fit my feet, I'm not buying them either. But I'm pretty proud of these boots, and I really don't like you saying that they ain't very good. He hands them back to me. He turns and he's talking to me. And I said, what do you do? And he said, well, I'm an IT specialist, but I've recently been hired to be a chaplain at a data center in a place in Texas. And it's my data center, y'all. It's where I'm working. And I've been praying with these guys and trying with these guys and trying to change their life. And me and the chaplain grabbed hands and prayed in the parking lot. Praise God. Wow. I love y'all so much.
Hello, Dappers. This is Kay from Ohio. I'm just sitting here praying. And KSD and Lady of Victory, I started thinking about you, and then so many people were coming to mind. So many people are dealing with loss. So many people are dealing with cancer and different diagnoses, and you just don't know where to turn. You know God is the answer, but things just aren't moving as fast as we want them to. I'm dealing with death as I'm thinking about it. My son and my daughter-in-law lost their baby in the womb, and she has a condition, and it's just a lot. And I didn't call to get anything from that. I'm just saying we're dealing with so much. And God brought the song to mind by Miranda Curtis. And she starts singing about, you're a healer. You're a healer. You're a healer. You're a healer. And the song is called Nobody Like You, Lord. But she ends saying you're a healer, and she keeps saying you're a healer. And may you guys find God to be the healer that he is. That healing will take place in your heart and in your mind. So even if the condition doesn't change, God is still a healer. That every generational curse will be broken and destroyed because God is still a healer. So I pray that you're able to rest in God today. Serve him well, because he is still faithful and he's still kind. God bless you all.
Okay, my wonderful knee benders in this Dab Nation. This is the third or fourth time I'm trying to get this recording to go through. It seems like the devil's up to his old tricks again. I was listening to today, the 29th, the prayers after the daily audio reading. And there was a lady who called in and said that she prays for us in the background. And I want to thank you so much for that, dear sister. I could not hear your name clearly because on my end, the recording is not exactly clear on some people's voices, and today I was struggling. I believe you said your name was Carrie, and I think you said striving with Jesus or driving with Jesus. I'm not for sure what exactly you're saying. So if you could call back in soon, or if somebody else has heard the recording and knows what she's saying, and you could relay that to me, that would be fabulous, because I like to write down all the monikers for our beautiful people in this community. Thank you so much, and make treasures out of the junk that is thrown in our lives.
Susie from Colorado, you blessed our socks off today by telling us about the orphans and even the goats getting out amongst machetes and guns. Sorry for the loss of the villagers, but Lord, we just thank you and praise you and give it honor and glory that you took care of the orphans and the widows, Lord. They got out of there. They're in a safer place now. Provide for them, Lord. Thank you that you're doing that. Thanks that you want us to pray this way and that you call it a true fast. And hands to heaven, thank you for teaching us to clothe ourselves in Christ. I wear John 3:16 as my uniform, a t-shirt. It's John 3:16, the verse, each day to work. As a small witness after COVID, as a thank you to the Father for getting me through it. So, Brian and Jill, we just thank you so much for your traveling and for whatever it is each day that you're giving us as you travel. God bless y'all.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in a prayer for Rebecca in Michigan and her continued apartment search. And I feel your frustration, Rebecca. These apartment prices, they are outrageous. And I just don't know how people are able to do it, or they get in there and that's all they have money for, and they have to scrape together to get by. And that's not fun to live that way. It's not enjoyable when we're stressed and worried all the time about money. So we'll continue to pray for the economy, and I'll pray you would find something more affordable. Just keep looking, put some feelers out with your coworkers if they know of anything that's available. So glad to hear from you. Have a great day, Dab family. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Daily Audi Baba family. This is Soaring on Eagle's Wings from Canada. And today I want to join with Elizabeth from Delaware and all the other family members as we pray for eagle-eyed Bruce. Abba, Father, I bring Bruce to you. You see him as he's in jail, the pain that is so intense and the lack of medications to ease it. Now we know, Father, that in today's world, people should not have to suffer like this because there are medications to ease the pain. Oh, Father, I pray that you would send someone in with a compassionate heart to see his need for the medication, and that they would give it to him so that in these days his life can be a testimony to so many others who are in jails and who are suffering in ways that shouldn't be. Protect him from all that is wearing him down. Let your love fill his heart. But more than anything else, God, let your presence be revealed to him in such a way and take the pain away. I pray.
The prayer for serenity. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Dear DAB family, this is stuck in California. But praising the Lord, I am running a nonprofit organization, and we are doing mighty work to set people free from mental health issues and trauma. And it just, I need prayer. We are at a place in our growth where we need right people, right talents, and right donations in abundance for us to grow to the next level. And although we see everyone, we are a Christian-based organization. We don't turn anyone away because of their religious or gender belief or what's going on in the world. But yet we have not applied for grants that require us to bend a knee. And so it's just been a little bit of a struggle. And I am in a place where just need some prayers and help for the right talent, right people, right treasure, donations, donors to come onto into our aid and help invest not just once, but for many, many years to come and to leave a legacy here in what we're doing. Thank you so much. We know that God is good. God is sovereign over it all. He provides every resource we need. And I pray this also for other nonprofits and organizations who are bringing light in the dark place, in the dark world. Thank you. Praise God.
Good morning. This is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Today is October 30th, and it's been a little bit since I've called the DAB. But Christy, from Kentucky, I just wanted to share my condolences and know that I've been praying for you and for your heart. Kingdom Seeker Daniel, I have no words for you. I don't begin to understand the depth of pain that either of you are enduring. But I am sitting with you, and I am praying over you, and I'm praying over Susan God Yellow Flower from Canada and other members of our family that are hurting right now. Lady of Victory, there are so many that have lost children and spouses and grief is real. Thank you for being a beautiful family that mourns with those who mourn. God bless you, family. Make it a great day.
Brian and Jill, this is Nancy from Nebraska, and I just want to thank you for taking us all along on this trip with you. And as I'm listening to one of your conversations, it just hit me. I know it's kind of late, but how about on the road with Brian and Jill? Thank you so much. And oh, I just love all the insight and all the biblical information. And I hope Ezekiel's doing better from when he was dehydrated. Love you guys.
Good morning. I just want to thank Susie for Colorado for calling in and giving us an update. And it brings tears to my eyes when God moves so powerfully like that. It's awesome to hear. And may that encourage everyone to keep praying for miracles. No matter how long they take, just keep waiting on the Lord, keep praying, keep seeking Him, His will. Keep asking Him in the name of Jesus.
This is Abide in Christ in Atlanta, Georgia. I just finished day 24, where you gave help to the man on the side of the street, and then the family you met. I think that very much lands with Hebrews 13, verse 2. Do not forget to show compassion to strangers, for by so doing some you have loved some angels. I can't say the long word. I think that the Lord is showing you what is inside your heart, and that you have so much more to offer, and that is so encouraging to all of us. We love where you are leading us daily, and where you are leading this group for the last 20 years. We love you guys. Bye.
I'm going to try to do this quickly. This is Susie from Colorado. I wanted to let you guys know all 42 souls from the orphanage are now safe in an enclave in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. We were able to get them out of the orphanage past all the gangs who had already killed two of my kids' friends, and our security abandoned us. It's a miracle. It's like that verse that says those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Second Kings. Thank you from the depths of my heart. Every single one of those kids is okay. They're sleeping in a school for now, but your prayers meant everything. And this is a praise report. And I also posted on the prayer wall a detailed prayer report about the people who were killed and who were our friends, and also how well the children did getting out. I'm so thankful that God really does look after orphans and widows in their distress. There's absolutely no doubt He did it for us. And we didn't have any guns, no protection, no Marines. Last time we evacuated 59 kids, we had Marines and helicopters and, you know, armed security. Nobody would come this time. It was literally getting out under God's hand. There was nothing else protecting those kids. God bless you all, and look at the prayer wall if you want more details on how the kids are doing. Love you all.
Hey, this is from Junk to Treasure, and I was sitting here looking out my bedroom window after 2 days of rain, how the sky is starting to clear a little, and the leaves are getting ready to change their colors. Things are starting to fade from the beautiful shades of green. And Carla from Los Angeles, I listened to your story, and I'm not trying to give you a moniker, but as I was sitting here listening to you and looking out my window, you mentioned finding God in the middle of the ocean, and you mentioned, talked about an anchor a couple times or so. And it just came to my mind, found God my anchor. if you even wanted a moniker, because you mentioned those things several times, found God my anchor. I don't know if you would like that or if you even want a moniker, but as I was listening to you, that's what kept coming to my mind. Make treasures out of the junk that is thrown in our lives.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling October 30th to pray over our children. I will never forget this awful time as I grieve over my loss. Yet I still dare to hope when I remember this. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. Lamentations 3:20-24. It is wonderful that the Bible includes Lamentations, this book of divinely inspired lament over unbearable suffering and lost hope. It assures us that God does not expect a stoic response from his people, as if the hurts inflicted on us have no effect, as if somehow we are immune from feeling lost deeply and desperately. But the beauty of Lamentations is that it is not simply a venting of despair. By crying out to God, the writer of Lamentations seeks to gain perspective on his suffering, and clearly that's what happens. To be continued.
Hello, my Thea B family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, as we begin our day, we ask for your guidance and strength to help us to be generous and compassionate, offering help and support where we can. Father, please open our eyes to see those around us who need our compassion. Please let us see those around us that are in need of our help. Compel us to listen to them, to hear their needs. Give us the heart to be interested in their troubles and show us the ways we can meet their needs. Help us to be a source of support and encouragement. Thank you for the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Brian from Huber Heights. This is Sparky. And I wanted to reach out to you this morning. I'm on my way to work, and I was just kind of in my own thoughts. And I've had you and your son Mitchell in my prayers for a while. And I was just kind of in my own thoughts thinking of how special it is where we are and to know that people are praying for our children. And it's come from a long line on this app of to a point years ago when Dwayne from Wisconsin even prayed for my daughter, and I've recently had people pray for my son. So I would like to pray a prayer of healing with you real quick. Father God, we ask that you be with Mitchell and his father Brian and the whole family. Lord, we know and we can see the chaos that has ensued, Lord, and we ask that you put a healing hand over that. Father, we ask that you give a peace to Brian to accept your will, Lord. We ask that you have Mitchell go into the perfect situation that he needs to be in to heal. Lord, we ask that you help this wife that is estranged and the rest of the family, Lord, as this has caused a crack. Father, you heal cracks. You tell us we can rebuild, we can become better. Lord, I also had an addiction problem, and I also understand how Brian feels about Mitchell. And Lord, I ask that you heal these hearts, and I ask that you heal this family and bring a miraculous story to others they can tell it to. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, this is from Junk to Treasure and Winnie B. in the week, the prayers and encouragement and God's Life speaker. Prayed for me and my family. And I want to mention that. And to give an update, my grandson and his girlfriend finally got some answers from her family doctor, who did some calling and located their baby that got sent out of town for the autopsy.
And after weeks of getting the runaround and everybody, you know, saying it's somebody else's place to deal with it, the baby is going to be sent back here locally to one of our funeral homes in our town. And after they're finished with the autopsy, they get that report back, of course, and then they will be able to process the baby, and my grandson and his girlfriend will be able to make final arrangements for their daughter, and her name is Journey, and I think that's quite fitting. Boy, it's been a journey that this family has been on and been through and still struggling with and walking on the other side of, with the help of our community lifting us up in prayer, and of course, by the guiding hand of our Lord and Savior. We know Jesus, and we are maintaining our faith, and we appreciate the prayers. Now for an update on my oldest daughter. She has now pretty much lost all of her eyesight. The only thing that she can detect is bright light. And when she goes from bright light to dark, it really makes a big difference in shadowing and whatever. So continue to pray for her, please.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for October 30th. It seems the mere mention of the divine name in verse 22 gets him thinking about the perfections of God, his faithful love that never ends, his mercies that never cease. So instead of continuing to listen to his despairing thoughts, he begins to talk back to himself. It's as if he says, "Self, everything you need, you have forever, so turn away from your despair and take hold of hope in God." It's good to know that our Heavenly Father does not shush the laments of his children. Neither should we discount the laments over the very real losses our kids experience. Instead, we can encourage them to turn toward God with their sorrows rather than turn away from him. Lord, when the sorrow of this life overwhelms our children, may our children turn to you to pour out lament and gain perspective rather than turning away from you and becoming bitter. Fill our children with the hope that only comes from the promise of your faithful love, your abundant mercy now, and the inheritance that is to come. I love you, family.
Hey, good morning, family. This is Tiffany calling from New Orleans. Family, I'm calling to ask y'all to lift my son, Sean Bird, up in prayer. He is finding it a hard time, to find a job, Lord God. And it's like, because of his marijuana use, he don't want to stop. He claims he stopped. He tells me he stops, but it's just like, I don't know if it's the lasting effect of what it has done to his mind or whatever, but he just seems the same way. So I'm trusting the process, trusting God to do what he can only do, you know, cover my child, keep my child, protect my child. But Lord God, lead him into all righteousness, Jesus, you know. So I'm just asking, family, please come with me, come together on, you know, and just lift my baby up. Like, it's so hard just watching him just live and not thrive. Like, just have no, pretty much get up, in my opinion, you know, Lord God. So, I don't know. And then last year, you guys, he had a psychotic episode where he was hospitalized for about a week. And they diagnosed him with paranoid schizophrenic. And of course, I don't know if you guys remember, I called in and I'm like, he don't look like it, but of course, you know, paranoid schizophrenic don't really have a face. It, you know, people could look totally normal and be dealing with the sickness. You know, I have people in my family like that, but because it's been, I knew them all my life. God forgive me for the way I say this, Jesus, but we know their characteristics is, you know, of that. Like, they just seem like they're, I don't want to use the word crazy, but crazy. You know, God, but please, y'all, help me. Just pray for my baby. I don't even know the words to say, Lord God, but I'm just like at wit's end. Thank you.
This is from Junk to Treasure and the Community Prayers Encouragement. It touched my heart a lot.
There's several prayer requests that we can give praises for answered prayers, but listening to this past week, following the pillar, had a car accident, and the car flipped multiple times. And that baby in that car did not have a single scratch. Praise God that following the pillar walked out with just a tiny bit of a minor head issue, but the scans came back good and he was able to walk out on his own. But that baby didn't have a scratch on him. And that is the protection of our mighty God's hand upon those he loves. When it is his will for us to maintain life, he makes it happen. Even in the extreme circumstances where normally a car that's flipped that many times, there is a lot of bumps and bruises and scratches and multiple things flying in the car that hit people and broken glass and whatnot. And we just give our Savior praise for the protection of that child. And we just ask that that young one be able to be raised up in the Lord to be a mighty force for the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, we call it done. Amen.
Hey guys, this is Susie from Colorado. I'm going to talk fast. I've been trying to call, and every time I get disconnected, so Satan does not want me to share this praise testimony with you. All 42 souls are safe and out of the orphanage. We've got them safely to an enclave in Port-au-Prince, where they're in a school. They're going to be fine there for a while. Our security left. They just abandoned the kids, and we tried to bring in more security, but they could not get to the kids. It was a miracle. I'm telling you, to get those kids and all of their dogs, they all had to have the dogs go with them, which I understand. I love my dogs. To get them through these barbaric cannibals who literally had killed already two of my kids' friends before we took off and before we got them out of there. It's a miracle. That there's no way to describe it. That the kids left in two separate groups, and they are there in their new home. Hopefully, prayerfully, we hope that the gangs will not burn down the orphanage we left behind, because that's our real home and that's where the kids grew up. And it took us 20 years to build it, but we don't care. We got out, and God truly looks after orphans and their distress. And I must tell you, that verse where it says, "Fear not, for they that are with us are more than those with them." I know that those gang members must have seen warrior angels when those little kids were marching through the rain. Of course, this is the hurricane time in Haiti, so